Hello, and welcome to course 70449 on Microsoft Office 365 Essentials. Office 365 is an incredibly diverse and extremely capable set of business collaboration tools available from Microsoft. Office 365 encompasses rich email capabilities, calendaring and scheduling tools, real-time communication channels, document storage, information management, document collaboration, and business process tools. In this two-hour course, you'll be introduced to Office 365, learn how to navigate between the different collaboration tools, and then discover the email and calendaring abilities, real-time communication tools, and information management capabilities available to you when using Office 365. In this first module, you will review what Office 365 offers and see how the key capabilities of Office 365 are organized around Outlook, Link, and SharePoint. You will then move on to reviewing how you navigate around the Office 365 user portal and access the different applications that this platform offers. This first lesson introduces you to Office 365 and provides an overview of the benefits that Office 365 can provide, both to you as a user and to your organization. You then move on to review the three main services that Office 365 provides: Outlook Online, which connects you to your email, Link Online, which enables instant communications, and SharePoint Team Sites, which helps you work more effectively with your peers. Office 365 is Microsoft's premier cloud-based business productivity suite. It is designed to help meet your organization's needs for robust security, reliability, and user productivity. Office 365 consists of a range of user services and applications. The services, such as Exchange Online, which handles email, SharePoint Online, which stores documents, and Link Online, which provides presence monitoring and instant messaging communications, then integrate with the desktop or online applications to enhance your productivity. The user applications include Office Online versions of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote, which along with Outlook Online run from a browser. Office 365 Pro Plus, available with some subscriptions, provides the latest desktop version of Microsoft Office. Office 365 is a subscription-based service, and accessing the service depends on how your company has the system set up. You may have a separate username and password to log on to Office 365, or you may be able to log on using your corporate credentials. The benefits of Office 365 are quite considerable, both to you and to your organization. These benefits include greater productivity, anywhere access, working with what you know, robust security and reliability, control and efficiency. With Office 365, you are productive from the very first day. You get access to your productivity tools, such as Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft Word, and Microsoft Excel from a huge range of different devices in a wide range of different locations. For example, you can be working in the office at your PC, working from home on your Mac, need to tweak that presentation on your iPad, or want to review that spreadsheet on your mobile device. Office 365 enables you to achieve all of these requirements. You also get powerful, real-time communication tools through Microsoft Link and Link Online that enable you to instant message co-workers, give them a call, or turn it into a video call or conference call if necessary. You can access collaboration tools built around SharePoint and OneDrive for Business that enable document management, document sharing, and web-based features such as wikis, communities, and social networking. You can install the full version of Office 365 Pro Plus onto a desktop PC and work with the feature-rich applications in this suite. Office 365 is a subscription version of Office 2013, optimized for cloud use. Using familiar applications means that you can adjust to the new cloud-based environment with minimal training. Office 365 provides highly effective security on your data and documents. Your connection to the Office 365 service is encrypted, using the same technology that you use for online banking, and robust access controls keep your information protected. Reliability is provided through our financially based service level agreements that guarantee that Office 365 is available for 99.9% of the time. Finally, Office 365 gives your IT department highly effective control over the service and facilities that you receive. As a cloud-based service, it can be administered from anywhere in the world, so if you have any issues with the service, you can get support from your help desk quickly and efficiently. Outlook Online gives you access to your email and calendars from anywhere on a variety of different devices. Both email and calendars can be accessed by using Outlook on a Windows computer or a Mac, providing the richest set of functionality and management options. Outlook Online works with a range of modern browsers, not just Internet Explorer. You can also take your email and calendar with you on a wide range of mobile devices that support Active Sync for Exchange, enabling you to view and compose messages and appointments even when you are not connected to the internet. Supported devices include Windows phones and tablets, iPhones and iPads, Android devices, and BlackBerries. You can also access your email from devices through a web browser. Web-based email access gives you many of the capabilities of Microsoft Outlook securely without needing to install any applications, perfect for shared or public access computers. Link gives you the ability to communicate in real time with colleagues and people outside of your organization. Link Online provides instant messaging and presence information, but with the full Link client, you can also make voice calls and video calls with others on either Link or Skype. In addition, Link provides class-leading virtual conferencing capabilities with the ability to hold audio or video conferences between many parties with dial-in or Link client access available and web conferencing capabilities that include PowerPoint presentations and screen sharing. SharePoint team sites offer the ability to store documents in the cloud with enhanced document management functions. Document versions enable you to check, compare, or revert to an earlier version of a file. Use approval mechanisms for official document publishing, apply workflows, control document retention, and mark items as official records. In addition, documents stored in SharePoint can be edited by more than one person at a time, offering unsurpassed document collaboration and prevent the need for awkward handover procedures. The availability of Office Online apps also means that documents can be read or edited on devices that don't have Microsoft Office available, such as tablets or smartphones. Office Online apps also enable multi-user editing, further increasing productivity. With the addition of Office apps for iPad, iPad users now have the ability to use rich editing features on their devices. In this second lesson, you will look at how you log on to Office 365 and start using the toolbar to navigate the interface. You will then look at how you can manage your own information through your profile before switching to the Outlook Online toolbar and finally getting help and support on the Office 365 interface. Logging on to Office 365 is very easy, although the process can be slightly different depending on whether your organization has implemented password synchronization or single sign-on or SSO. To start the process, you navigate to https://login.microsoftonline.com, at which point you will see the logon page for the service. In the user name box, you enter your logon account name, which is the same as your email address, then press the tab key. If pressing tab means that you stay on the same page, then your organization is not using SSO, and you can enter your Office 365 password on the same page. If your organization is using password synchronization, the user account and password that you enter will be the same as you use to log on to your computer in the morning. To prevent you from repeatedly having to enter your credentials every time, you can click the button labeled Keep Me Signed In, and you will then be taken directly to the Office 365 website when you click the link. Note that you should not use this option when signing in to a public computer, such as at an internet cafe. If your organization does have single sign-on, then you will find that pressing the tab key after typing in your username takes you through a redirection message to a new logon screen. Here, you enter your domain user account in the form of user@domain and your normal password, and you can then access your Office 365 account. When you log on to Office 365 as a user, your landing page is Outlook Online. Here, you can open, read and manage emails, view conversations and see thumbnails of your contacts. Along the top of the page is the Office 365 toolbar, which enables you to move to other areas of Outlook Online, such as Calendar, People, Yammer, OneDrive for Business, Sites, and Tasks. Some of these features are part of Outlook Online, and some are separate services. However, Office 365 presents them all through one web interface. In Calendar, you can create and manage events, add attendees to meetings, and schedule activities with multiple users, checking for availability prior to sending an invitation. Reminders for events will pop up and keep you informed about any activities that are due or overdue in your calendar. In People, you can view your contact lists and also the global address list of your organization. You can view information such as who a person reports to, links to his or her personal profiles, and email and instant messaging addresses. When you click Sites, you are connected to SharePoint Online. Here, you can review projects that you're involved in and save files. In this first demonstration, you look at the profile page, see how to update sections in your profile, and review how you can control who can view the information entered in different fields.